Greetings. It is the triad configuration of the Lords of Light, represented by Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. It is I, Melchizedek. I step to the forefront of this beautiful triad to deliver a specific message and teaching around these light codes that you have been receiving. As you know, I am a Lord of Light, and I am a receiver and transmitter of the pure, living, undifferentiated light of Source, as it is transmitted through the Lords of Light into the realms of form, into the realms of a creative opening for a transformation to occur. I have no beginning. I have no end. I am an eternal power of Source. Now that said, I would like to have a discussion with you about the value of the light codes that you have been receiving. What has occurred in two short sessions is amazing. What has occurred in each one of you individually as well as collectively. It activated a memory code that you have tried to access for a long time as to your divinity and your similitude to the Source and light of your being. It altered your perspective on how you navigate the earthly realm and changed dramatically your ability to create more precisely, accurately, and in full alignment of your divine blueprint as a Christed being. Now, you have also recognized that there is such a thing as another collective consciousness of the order of Melchizedek. And you know that an invitation must be issued by these beautiful lords in order to become a member. With this activation of the divine names and also your light garment, you remember that you are a member of the order of Melchizedek, a very auspicious order of teachers of light. And you can remember fully how that feels in your body, even when you navigate without a body. You have full recognition that you are divine and that you are a member of this beautiful collective consciousness. As you also know, there are many collective consciousnesses within the realms of Source. There is a collective consciousness that you have co-created under the umbrella of the teaching of sitting in the divine image. In the crucible, when you gather in this beautiful light crucible, you are a power to be reckoned with. Now, with these new light codes emblazoned in your spiritual body, in your energy body, and in your light garment, it removes you from the overwhelming influence of the fallen hierarchies that dominate the third dimensional sequence of time in 12 different sequences. This is important for you to remember. I am telling you this to awaken that memory within you. That with these imprints, these markings, these energetics, they can no longer interfere with your Christed journey, with your Christed creations. You are in full sovereignty of your body. Your body composition and matter has been altered substantially with the addition of the energetics of the primary sacred name of the source of your being. Some of you have come to this awareness, but I speak it now clearly, so it is carried down the sound waves and impacts you at another level through the carriers of sound. You were given another light code of the magenta color code, which adds to and amplifies this consciousness that you now hold. Those magenta color codes will be the primary color that you navigate in. They have power just as sound, the sound of the sacred name, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. You are a powerful being of light with all these additions, which will be continually upgraded this year through the teachings that we present to you, both conceptually and energetically. You have worked very hard, beloveds, to arrive at this beautiful time of ascension. Your ascension path is assured, and it is direct. It is nothing like the path that you had when you first entered this body. When you entered your physical form, at the moment that you entered that body, when it was still in the womb of your mother, you left that light garment in the realms from which you came, and you left all of the memory of how beautiful, what an auspicious Christed being you were. You had to navigate through that third dimension under the influence of those fallen hierarchies. But you had something that many did not have when you entered this life. You had purpose. You had intention. And you came into that body willingly as a gift to the world. So this changed the trajectory of your path and your ascension, that in itself. And as you worked removing the anomalies, the distortions, using the rays of creation, accepting the guidance of we light teachers, that trajectory was continually changed. So we are very pleased, beloveds. We are excited for you. We recognize you as a member of the Order of Melchizedek. With that, beloveds, I will step aside and welcome Yeshua.